The president's proposal is just one of several budget-squeezing measures that worry the coalition, which consists of groups representing more than 4 million federal workers and retirees altogether. Professional Managers Association President Tom Berger writes a weekly newsletter for the 1,500 IRS managers who are his members.
It's been very difficult to have something positive to put in the newsletter. You know, I talk about this proposal and that proposal, and they're all, you know, aimed at either reducing the federal employees' number or reducing their salary or reducing their benefits.
Congress hasn't passed any of the proposals so far. With the end of the fiscal year approaching, the House has introduced a continuing resolution to buy more time. It would fund agencies through mid-November, but at 2010 levels.
It's sort of continuing your allowance as a child, only instead of 25 cents, you know, now they're contemplating giving you 23 cents.
Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association President John Adler says that could hurt agencies like the Secret Service, which has a full schedule of protecting presidents, candidates, and foreign dignitaries.
You can't simply go blind into the night and expect the safety and protection and investigative presence just continuing on a 2010 level. You know, the world is an ever-evolving, ever-changing place, and the threats continue to increase, both abroad and on our homeland. The funding has to keep track with the time period.
But the continuing resolution may be the least of federal workers' worries. The 2012 funding bills moving, however slowly, through Congress have longer-term implications. Between House and Senate versions of the Financial Services Appropriations Bill, for example, the IRS may be in trouble. National Treasury Employees Union President Colleen Kelly says the Senate committee has approved IRS funding cuts of 3.8%, and the House wants even more.
It could easily result in the IRS not being able to deliver on their mission. It's going to put in serious jeopardy their ability to both collect the revenue that's needed to help the country close the financial deficit that exists, and also the money that funds the rest of government.
The full Senate still has to vote on that bill, and many people doubt it and the other 11 funding bills will become law anytime soon. A government shutdown is still a possibility. Senior Executives Association lobbyist Jenny Mattingly says a bumpy ride is now the norm.
Things shift very rapidly in this environment. So, you know, one week you think they are going to get through appropriations, the next week it looks like they won't. So everybody needs to sit tight and keep doing what we're doing.
But SEA and other groups are focusing most of their attention on the super committee that must slash $1.5 trillion from the federal deficit. FLIOA's John Adler says most federal pay and benefits issues will fall to the committee's dozen members.
They are certainly in a position to either protect us or hurt us. And FLIOA, along with all the other professional organizations, continue to send the message to them passionately. Please don't try and balance this financial debacle on our back.
It can be hard to send a clear message when every lobbyist wants the same lawmaker's attention. Federal Managers Association lobbyist Jessica Clement says she's setting up meetings wherever she can.
We've also started a grassroots campaign for our members that live in the district or states where these members represent. So we've reached out to, say, all of our folks in Washington State who are constituents of Patty Murray, asking them to contact her to express their views on some of the proposals that may come up.
Murray co-chairs the committee. It will be the one to receive President Obama's deficit reduction plan. The White House has been mum on specifics, but officials say the proposal will help the struggling Postal Service. And the president has said that it will be broad to tackle long-term debt problems. In its letter to Obama, the Federal Postal Coalition says government workers are used to sacrifice, but further cuts would turn them into a second-class civil service. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.